The 2002 Dutch TT gets underway then, with Valentino Rossi starting from pole position once again. But it's Max Biaggi who gets a great start on that Yamaha. And Kenny Roberts has got a good start on the Suzuki as well. Looks like Toru Okawa just got up on the inside of Roberts there, but he's grabbed that second place back. Kenny Roberts is in second place on the Suzuki. And looking for Valentino Rossi. Looks as though he's back down there in fifth, but he's made his way up to third now. Roberts leads the way from Biaggi in second, Rossi third, Okawa fourth, Capirossi fifth, Checa sixth. On board with Valentino Rossi now in third place behind Max Biaggi. Biaggi, of course, who won the race here in 2001 on the 500, looking to make it a repeat victory on the four-stroke, but he's going to have his work cut out as Valentino Rossi moves up on the inside of the Yamaha rider and into second place. There goes Alex Barros as well on the two-stroke. Barros making good progress as he gets past Okawa. Now Barros is up to fourth place behind Biaggi. And Okawa drops back to fifth. And it looks as though Biaggi is going to try another move here. He goes around the outside of Biaggi, up on the inside. What a manoeuvre from Alex Barros. And there's more. He passes Valentino Rossi for second place as well. Barros now up to second. And what a performance this is from the Brazilian. Now, can he take Kenny Roberts for the lead? This would be an incredible charge. Barros around the outside of Kenny Roberts on the Suzuki and into the lead. Alex Barros leads the Dutch TT from Kenny Roberts. And, well, what a manoeuvre there from the two-stroke rider in the face of all those four-strokes. And you can see how the power passed him down the straight there, the Suzuki of Roberts. And almost the Honda of Valentino Rossi just having the extra edge down the straight. But Barros has the edge on the brakes, doesn't he, there, the Brazilian, on the brakes into the right-hander and setting the fastest lap of the race so far after three laps. Alex Barros leading the Dutch TT. There is Kenny Roberts now. He was leading the race, but he's dropping further back down the field. He's back in fourth place now. He's been passed by Valentino Rossi and Toru Okawa. And behind Kenny Roberts are the two Marlboro Yamahas. And there's a faller there. That looks like Loris Capirossi. It is Capirossi into the grass. And that was a nasty high side there for Loris Capirossi from the back of the leading group. And there's another bike on the track there. And that's from Sete Gibernau. Gibernau on the four-stroke Suzuki out of the Dutch TT. Well, we're on board with Toru Okawa here. Looking down behind him is Carlos Checa. And Carlos Checa has moved up on the inside of Okawa. And he's got past the Honda rider. So Carlos Checa is now up to third place. And this is the battle for the lead between Barros and Rossi. This is the battle for third place between Checa, Max Biaggi, who's now up to fourth past Toru Okawa, and Toru Okawa in fifth place. The two Yamahas and the Honda will fight it out for that podium position. Kenny Roberts now a lonely figure back in sixth place. But this is the fight for the victory. The four-stroke Honda of Valentino Rossi and the two-stroke Honda of Alex Barros. Of course, Rossi rode that two-stroke Honda to World Championship victory in 2001. And the podium fight continues to intensify between Checa and Okawa. It looks as though Max Biaggi has lost ground on these two. But Checa now currently lapping in third place, and he's doing well to hold off Okawa for that final podium spot. But no doubt about the winner. Valentino Rossi wins the Dutch TT. Alex Barros takes second place, and in the podium fight, there's drama on the final corner as Carlos Checa crosses the gravel but holds onto his Yamaha to take third place, and Toru Okawa is down. Toru Okawa, who's in fourth place, he was challenging Checa here for third place on that final corner, and they both went into the gravel and across the grass. Checa held onto his Yamaha. Okawa drops his Honda, and Checa gets to celebrate a podium position with the winner, Valentino Rossi. Confirmation of that result then, Valentino Rossi winning in a time of 38.49.425 and leading the World Championship by a steady margin now. Toru Okawa losing ground, second place in the championship.
The race is difficult because, yes, the start was not so bad. In the first lap was difficult, touch also with Carlos. But we fight in the top group, but when arrived Barros changed the rhythm of the race, one second faster than before, and he go already. I understand it's possible he go away, so I overtake Roberts and try to go. Difficult to arrive him, but make one very good lap, 1.4, and arrive. I feel comfortable, especially in the straight, because my bike have more acceleration. But have some point where Barros was incredible today, and I never see one rider like the 500 two-stroke like this since the 2000. It's incredible. And I think it's difficult, but stay behind. I go with him, and I go better and better and better. And after I try, I use 100% of the bike, and this possible go. I make I think two fantastic lap at the end, 0.9 on the last lap, and this possible win.